When Jesus came to the wedding feast in Cana of Galilee in John chapter 2, his mother makes the observation, they have no wine. Jesus answers that observation as if Mary had made a request. And essentially what Jesus is saying is, I really don't know how to respond to what you're asking because it's not time yet for me to give you what you want. I think we can infer that what Mary wanted was a revelation of Jesus' identity and his mission. I think she could have meant something like, why don't you reveal now? I mean, wouldn't this be a good time to show what only you and I know? To that request, Jesus basically said no. He said, no, it's not time for me to do that yet. It's significant that in Luke 2, the first time we know that Jesus says anything, he corrects his mother and father because they didn't know where he was supposed to be. Here, Mary doesn't know the time that he's supposed to do what she believes he should do. And he says, no, it's not time. But it's also significant that even though he didn't give her exactly what she wanted, a full identity of his mission and his glory, he did give her something. And it's very significant that when we hear the apparent rebuff in verse 4, Mary is not discouraged at all. As a matter of fact, she goes to the servants and she gives them what I would call the greatest counsel in the history of the world. And tomorrow we're going to study that counsel and discover why it's so good. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart, and we hope you'll join us at rampartpublications.com.